Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. We have checked into the Gomez Hilton. We have had maybe one, two, three welcome rum punches from our host, Captain Walt DeMartini. It is day two. We are about to embark on our lobster slaying adventure because it is Florida Spiny Lobster mini season. We're recording the show Wednesday and Thursday during the week to give you a little taste of what it's like to go catch these tasty little morsels of, I don't know, tail love. Would you agree, CJ?
Tantalizing tasty tails.
Okay, that's what it is. And we're going to go grab some. We can get 12 a day here where we are in South Florida, Fort Lauderdale. And as we said, alter ego lobster hunting things that we're going to do that are going to put us in the right mindset to slay the lobster today. And we're going to take you along for this fun little adventure. It's always a blast. And it's all about the activity. It's not even about catching them as much as it is about the social aspects of just going out with a bunch of friends and, you know, hunting for lobster and doing a little diving and stuff.
Well, you know, we did that recon session yesterday, and just to get in the water was
good
for my soul, man.
Yeah, we did a scouting mission in South Florida the day before season opened to kind of find out where the lobsters were not, because that's what it ended up being, right, CJ?
Yeah, we saw stingrays, a lot of pretty fish, you know, good, yeah. Decent viz, but no bugs yet.
Well, not well, you know, we can't catch them, and we were looking for them, but we didn't see any where we went. I got some updates from our lobster guru here in South Florida, Chiefy. Check him out, chiefy.net. He wrote the book on catching, finding them, catching them, and eating them, and hopefully we're going to talk to him at some point here during the show today, too. He's out hunting for lobsters, but he told us they were hanging around the 30 to 40 foot range. So we went shallow first, and then we did that, and we didn't see any where we were looking in the particular spots. Now, we weren't looking real close. We were just kind of, you know, testing the waters. And like CJ said, you get in the water, you get back in the groove of diving, you feel comfortable in the water and that kind of thing. And that's kind of really what we were doing as well. So, but we're going out on a private vessel that Captain Walt DeMartini set us up with, someone who is set up across the canal here at the Gomez Hilton. And we'll tell you all about that. I don't even know what the name of the boat is. Do you?
It's Ned's boat.
Ned's boat. That works. Captain Ned is going to take us out with a couple other folks. Of course, we have Jerry the Diver Guy with us. And, you know, we do have our third partner in crime. We're going to have a three-way with...
Can you rephrase that?
Well, we got our COVID crustacean crew is made up of myself, CJ, and Koji. And as we said, Koji is from Japan. He is a bug whisperer. Right. Originally from Japan, right?
Yes. Yes, sir.
And you are a bug whisperer. You know how to coax the lobsters out from under the ledges so we can, we catch them and eat them, right?
Yes.
Are you a tickler or a looper?
Looper.
He's a looper. Okay. He prefers to loop. Is that a thing that you grew up looping, or did you loop once you got to Florida?
No, only in Florida.
Only in Florida. Do they even catch lobster in Japan? What do they do?
Yeah, only commercial fishermen.
Commercial fishermen?
Just regular divers.
Yeah, now Koji was the man behind the craziness that made Captain Walt DeMartini a world-famous lobster chef in Japan, right?
Yes.
Yeah, if you Google it, the video will come up. CJ?
Would Koji mind saying for our radio audience, Lobsters were coming for you in Japan.
Yeah, how do you do that? If we're sneaking up to a Japanese lobster, we have to know the lingo. So how would we coax the lobster out in Japanese? Like, come here, little lobster.
In Japanese?
Yeah.
Oh.
Come in, Tokyo. No, that's...
Come in, Tokyo.
Okay. Okay, we're going to have a little bit of a language barrier with Koji, but that's okay. We're underwater. We can't talk anyway, right?
Yes.
We know all the basic hand signals. Okay, we're doing all right. And come in, Tokyo. There's a hand signal for that. Underwater, you'll know exactly what it takes two hands, yeah. Unfortunately, to do the signal for come in, Tokyo. But Koji, you like doing this lobster stuff. This is one of your favorite things to do as a scuba diver, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, and do you usually limit out during lobster season?
We can get 12, right?
We can get 12 today. You usually, like last year, did you get 12 for mini season each day?
Yeah, normally 12.
Yeah, we did too on the radio, absolutely. Every single year we limit out. CJ and myself and Jerry the Diver Guy, we limit out when we go lobstering on the radio.
As far as you know.
What do you mean, as far as I know? It's the truth.
Allegedly.
No, it is the absolute God's honest truth. You're hanging. You're a part of a three-man buddy team, Koji, okay. With the Lobster Slayer, Bug Boy, and yourself. You're now known as the Bug Whisperer from the Rising Sun.
Coming to Tokyo.
Yes, right. He has his little catchphrase that every time you say that, he will... If you can't tell we're having fun already, you're not listening, I think, is what it is. Right, CJ?
Yeah.
Now, Captain Walt, what do you think about this? Is this going to be a fun outing today or what?
We are prepared and we're ready to slay the lobster.
Slay the lobster. Now, Captain Walt's going to be on board with Captain Ned. So this is a buddy of yours that lives across the canal from the Gomez Hilton and what?
That's correct. It's his boat. And yesterday we went out and scouted on Captain Bob's boat.
Right.
And look, I think the boat is just arrived.
Oh, the boat's here. Yep. Captain Ned's boat is here. So we got to wrap things up here for this first segment and get on the boat. And then we'll bring you along and see how things are going here for our first day of lobster season. Once again, we scouted yesterday, found out where the lobsters were not. But that's just what you do if you have the luxury. Chiefy is going to join us, South Florida Diving Headquarters, Captain Cocktail, Jeff, Aria, the gang. We're going to try to check in with them at some point for this event. This is a big, big deal in Florida for the divers because the two-day mini season we have this Wednesday, Thursday, where we get to... get our first shot at the Florida spiny lobster before the commercial fishermen set their traps this coming weekend, and then they open up the regular season. So it gives you a little opportunity to go have some fun, catch some Florida spiny lobsters before they've been, coaxed in by lobster traps and things like that. So it's usually quite a good time to potentially limit out here in South Florida. Once again, 12 per day. We can get for each Wednesday, Thursday, and then in Monroe County, it's different. It's six, so you can only get six down there in the Florida Keys, but you can get 12 where we are here in South Florida. So that's what we're planning to do. We are absolutely going to limit out on the radio. I guarantee it. Happens every year, every time, but regardless, we are going to have a blast because this is one of the favorite. It's one of my favorite things that you can do underwater as a scuba diver. And when you have the home base of operations as the Gomez Hilton, it just doesn't get much better than this. I mean, and by the way, just for the record, I know everybody's looking like, hey, if I want to come down and take advantage of Florida spiny lobster season, can I get a room at the Gomez Hilton? The answer is no, unless you know Captain Walt DeMartini. This is kind of his house. But we get so many emails like, man, I did a Google search. Well, how do I book a room at the Gomez Hilton? What's the deal? And that's the deal. So it's our home away from home. So you got to have to know somebody. However, as we've said the last couple of weeks, we do got a special deal going on right now. If you use coupon code Gomez Hilton at moraydivelights.com, you can get a 2-for-1 Moray dive light. And that is a great deal. It's a buy one, get one deal. And you put two lights in the shopping cart. Use coupon code Gomez Hilton. And you'll get one free, and plus some tank lights from our friends there at Moray Dive Lights, Trevor and the gang. So make sure you take advantage of that, and you can still have fun, despite the fact that you may not be with us here in person at the Gomez Hilton. That's a limited time deal from MoreDiveLights.com. Jerry the Diver Guy's ready. He's gearing up. What do you think?
Let's go. We got to do this. We got to catch some bugs.
Are you looping or are you tickling?
I'm looping.
You're a looper.
Yes.
With what kind of looper?
The equalizer.
The equalizer. Yes, we got some new toys to play with. The Moray Dive Lights, the equalizer, lobster slayer, looper, snare thingy. We'll tell you all about that as we partake in Florida Spiny Lobster mini season next, right here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
The Florida Keys offers many underwater attractions. However, one of those is uniquely land-based at the History of Diving Museum in Isla Mirada, Florida. The History of Diving Museum focuses on man's quest to explore under the sea and is home to one of the largest collections of historic diving equipment in the world. Immerse yourself in a free series of diving presentations and programs every month. Plan your visit now at divingmuseum.org. The History of Diving Museum is brought to you by the Monroe County Tourist Development Council. Mile marker 83, Isla Mirada, Florida Keys.
Stuck in the house, your car, or just want to liven up your daily dog walk? We realize that Scuba Radio is only a two-hour show. So, what do you want to listen to the other 22 hours of the day? Audiobooks. Immerse yourself in sun, sand, scuba diving, adventure, and intrigue with international photojournalist and scuba diver Mike Scott.
Mike grabbed third gear and accelerated directly at the police car. The man fired a wild shot and then dove back inside his cruiser for safety. He thought Mike was going to crash directly into him.
Hold on!
He shouted to Carol. He knew she was about to get bounced around pretty hard. He shot off down the road. In his rearview mirror, Mike saw the two men jump into the police car with the driver, and then they worked to get turned around. This wasn't over yet.
Author Eric Douglas created the addictive thrillers Oil and Water, Return to Cayman, Turks and Chaos, and Lionfish. So dive into adventure. Download all four audiobooks now at Amazon, booksbyeric.com, or audible.com.
Why didn't I think of that? That was my first thought when I came across the Moray Dive Light. It's a high-quality dive light and noisemaker combined. Two items that can make every dive just a little safer. The Moray Dive Light is built like a tank and can easily mount to your BC or stuffed away in your BC pocket. The noisemaker won't rattle around and activates only when you need it. Ask for the Moray Dive Light at your local dive center or pick one up online at moraydivelights.com. That's moraydivelights.com.
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
What are you grubworms doing?
Getting seconds on lobster.
Seconds? Mm-hmm. I thought lobster upset your stomach.
I dipped it in Pesto Bismol.
Oh, you like dipping, eh?
You come here.
I like to eat lobster.
Yes, a lobster.
Directly from Maine.
Why lobster?
I like to see bullfights.
Because lobsters live
in sunny old Spain
for over 100 years.
We're gonna start living
and stay fertile.
You just wait and see.
All their lives.
Nothing but the best is good enough.
A lobster is an excellent choice.
Nothing but the best is good enough for me.
Perfectly set here on the first day of Lobster Mini Season. I am Greg the Dive Master along with CJ, better known as the Lobster Slayer and Bug Boy, with our special guest, the Lobster Whisperer from the land of the rising sun.
Come in Tokyo.
Come in Tokyo. That's right. That would be our good friend Koji. He is part of our COVID crustacean crew. And we have slayed the lobster here after a couple dives on day one. And we're going to give you an idea of what the lobster have to say for themselves. Because I'm sitting right next to a cooler full of lobster, as you may have already seen from our pictures on Facebook. But all right, that'd be Captain Walt DeMartini, possibly Captain Gomez, translating for the lobster. But we have a cooler full of lobster. We are having a great time. It's going, I don't know, it's going perfectly, isn't it, CJ?
It's been fantastic.
Yeah. Now, we're using the new equalizer lobster snare. That worked out pretty good. I really, really dug that. Jerry the Diver Guy had one. I had one. And I think I caught one first, but you finally got the hang of it and caught how many, you think, there, Jerry?
I come out with three.
Three lobsters.
But we know the equalizer's the good one because I've caught the biggest one so far.
He's a liar. You caught the biggest one, didn't you, CJ?
I caught the first one, and I caught the most at five.
Okay, and I caught six.
I've got the biggest.
So, and how many did you catch, Walt?
I didn't get in the water, but I got the best-looking one.
Okay, because he basically took his pick of the cooler. And Koji, how many lobster you think you caught?
I got four.
Four? Okay, I'll go with four. That sounds like a good number. But between the, you know, all, you know, the five divers that we had, because we had the crustacean or COVID crustacean crew plus a couple more divers, we limited out 12 lobsters per diver per day, and we definitely limited out, didn't we, CJ?
On the radio.
Yes, as always. So we're heading back to the Gomez Hilton. I think we're going to take advantage of some of these lobster tail, cook them up, and Captain Walt DeMartini is going to, I don't know, are you going to put on a Japanese cooking exhibition or what?
No, I will not do that today.
Oh, so sorry. So, but I thought you were going to do that. What were you going to do then?
He has his own recipe. You know that.
Well, I know, but I thought it was a grilling type recipe that is famous, especially to our listeners in Japan.
As long as I don't get the lobster on fire, we will be in good shape.
Okay. All right. What do you think, Koji? Are you a good lobster cooker, too, or are you just focus on eating them?
I don't.
You don't eat them. You only catch them.
Right.
That's right. So you don't care how they're made, how they cook them. But you know Captain Walt. He has, he's famous in Japan. Like, if you Google Captain Walt DeMartini, Japanese lobster chef, it comes up, and there's a whole show and everything, all right?
Japan Cooking Show.
Okay, Japan Cooking Show, Captain Walt DeMartini.
Koji knows what to say to dial that in to get to find Captain Walt's segment. What do you say?
What is it?
Coming Tokyo.
Okay, all right, there you go. I don't even know what that means, but, you know, when he does the hand gestures with it, that really makes it. I think it translates worldwide when you do that. Yeah, and we got Bob. Bob's coming up now, too. So we have all our divers up here on the top deck of,
what about Bob?
Nat's boat. Captain Nat has been nice enough to pilot us around. Nat, how you doing there, buddy?
Oh, I'm doing great. And I'm just glad we got a lot of bugs after yesterday, not seeing anything.
Well, we were scouting, and we did find out exactly where the lobsters were not. So we knew where not to go today, and that paid off. It did pay off. You know, if you do your homework, you might actually snag some bugs. And we definitely did just that.
Yeah, it's double negatives. Don't go where they're not.
Right. That's how you roll. So I'm happy with our haul here. And we're going to pose with pictures, our 12 lobsters there at the Gomez Hilton. We're going to pose with them, as you do with your catch, and just have a good time, and maybe even eat a few
of
them.
You have to do that so you can tell all your friends that weren't here for lobster mini season, suck it, losers.
Right. That's what you do.
I will suck at that all day long. Suck it!
Wait, did he say he will suck at that?
I don't know what he said.
I did not say I suck at that.
I think that's what I heard.
Does anyone speak Virginia?
I said I've got the biggest one.
Okay. Is he talking about his lobster still?
I think he's overcompensating.
He might very well may be. But
who's
that's drunk? Just what Jerry the Diver Guy does. This is his first lobster mini season in Florida. Is that right, Jerry?
That's correct. And it will not be the last.
So, and you had your moray dive light. We were taking advantage of that.
Yes.
I'll tell you what, that paid off big time because we got under the ledges and thought, well, we don't see any lobster, but you poked your moray dive light down there. Sure enough, you see the eyeballs pop up and you're like, hey, we can get that guy.
If it wasn't for the moray light and the equalizer, we would have not been able to clean that one hole out.
That's right. Yeah, Jerry was a bulldog for lobster.
Greg, do you think you have the juice to grease some things in, with the Florida legislature so they will let Jerry back in the state next year for mini season?
I have some leftover melted butter. That's all I got.
Okay.
Grease, maybe not, but melted butter. I mean, you know, it's a season. We won't use it all up.
CJ, you know they're going to let me back because I caught the biggest one.
What do you think? I think he's lying again.
I think Greg caught the biggest one.
Yes, of course I did. I always do. on the radio. So, yeah, I mean, look at all these lobsters. You open the cooler
look,
and they start.
Look at this one, Greg. Look at that. This big one.
And you think
look
that's
at this
a, and the, you know, that is a female lobster because it has some of the leftover goo on the bottom of it. It's already dropped dropped her leg, so she's legal.
He's trying to escape.
But, you know, some of the lobster we caught, I noticed were had soft shells, which means they had just recently molted.
Yeah. Resistance is futile.
Yeah, okay. You're just speaking for the lobster or to the lobster? Why talk trash to the lobster? We already caught him, CJ. That's kind of like,
they're trying to escape, and it's not happening.
Okay. You don't think so? I don't know. They look pretty content knowing their fate is going to end up in a pot. But what are you saying there, Walt? He's looking at a lobster. Okay, male lobster looking at the bottom of the tails. And, you know, you'll see this little, like, tar-like substance, and that's what stick the eggs to the lobster. And, you know, if they've already dropped them, they're legal. Or they got the little winglets on them. Is that what it is? Come on. There's the goo, the black goo. So, but they're both, the male and the female lobster, are equally tasty, CJ.
Absolutely.
Yes. All right. Well, there you go. We're admiring our catch, as you do, after a successful day of lobster hunting here for Florida's Mighty Lobster Mini Season. We got more coming up, possibly from the Gomez Hilton. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. The world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. We have gotten back to the Gomez Hilton and the Tiki Bar outside. Now, you might hear this small, low rumble in the background, and that would be Jerry the Diver Guy's compressor. He's already back filling tanks. He brought it all the way down from Virginia to fill our tanks so we can go back on day two and not even have to do a run to the dive shop. That's pretty sweet there, Jerry.
Hey, we burned, what, 10 tanks today?
I think he means we breathed too much air, or what is he saying, CJ?
We sucked all the air out of the bottles.
Okay, we sucked them till they're dry.
Because y'all suck.
Well,
that's
when
why.
You have to suck some air to go grab the lobster, right?
Oh, you know that's right, Greg. It takes a lot of air to catch the big one.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you came properly prepared for mini season. Literally, he drove all the way down from Virginia with an air compressor. And it's a, what is this, a Bauer Jr.? What exactly?
Bauer Jr. That is correct.
And it'll pump it, you know, fill up a scuba tank in about 15 minutes or something
15,
like that?
20 minutes, somewhere through there, depending on how much it'd burn out of it.
Right, okay. So, literally, we're at the Gomez Hilton. That's that low rumble. Is the maybe get a little closer. You hear it in the background. It's compressing air for us so we can breathe it tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
And catch more lobster.
It's putting that lobster catching air back into the tank.
This is true. Now, Captain DeMartini is making the proper preparations to fix up about 10 of the lobster tail that we caught today. Fresh Florida spiny lobster. CJ, you hungry?
I'm real hungry.
And what about you, Jerry?
Oh, I'm hungry. Have we got the butter?
Of course we get. You know, Captain Walt's going to run us through the entire recipe that he uses, he's famous for in Japan because he is the Japan lobster cooking chef master or something.
Tune in Tokyo.
No, that's Toji. Don't take his
It's come in Tokyo.
No, we're tuning in now.
I don't know what the hell you're doing.
They're going to tune in to listen to this.
No. Koji is our bug whisperer from the land of the rising sun, right?
Coming Tokyo.
Yes, and he has his own catchphrase. All right, more coming up. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Radio.
going in there. It's going to happen.
Well, okay, now how do you know that?
Because she's your lobster. It's a known fact that lobsters fall in love and mate for life. And you know what? You can actually see old lobster couples walking around their tank, you know, holding claws.
At the bottom of the ocean, it's a glum crustacean. He ain't got nobody to engage in conversation. All of the animals living in the sea said I can't be friends with a lobster, so lobster my pinch me.
Don't you just love lobster?
Then along came a weasel in a boat made from a shoe. She said, hey, Mr. Lobster, I will be best friends with you. She said, hey, Mr. Lobster, with your great big claws, I'm a little weasel and I've got little paws. I will be your friend, I will hold your hand, and me and you can walk along the sand, on the sand. Hey, Mr. Lobster, with your great big claws, I'm a little weasel and I've got little paws. I will be your friend, I will hold your hand, and me and you can walk along the sand, on the sand. Under a starfish constellation, I'm your weasel, be my crustacean. Under a starfish constellation, I'm your weasel, be my crustacean.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We are at the Gomez Hilton, Catwalk DeMartini's home residence, by the way. Don't try to Google it. That'll just get you into trouble, more than likely. All right, look, I'm here with CJ. I am here with Jared the Diver Guy. We are here with Captain Walt DeMartini. He's going to cook our lobster up here from Florida Spiny Lobster Season, day one. We've got 10 tails. We're planning to fillet right now. And Captain Walt is he is cleaning the lobster. Right now, there is a special technique on how you clean the Florida Spiny Lobster, and he's trying to show Jerry the Diver Guy how to do this, because he's never done this, CJ.
Yeah, it's a simple technique, but you know, you have to master it if you want to prepare the tail correctly.
This is true. All right, Captain Walt, you need to walk Jerry the Diver Guy through this, so explain what you're doing to this Florida Spiny Lobster.
We're taking the lobster.
Taking it.
And we're turning them upside down.
Uh-huh. Upside down, Florida Spiny Lobster.
Inserting. A piece of his antenna in his...
A keister. We'll just say that. Okay.
He's violating the lobster.
Okay, he's violating a lot. And the reason we do that is why, Captain Walt?
Remove the vein that has all the...
The goo in it.
Yes.
Yeah, you want to get rid of the goo and the vein of the tail of the lobster. We'll go with that, right, Walt?
And we're just going to reach in here...
And cut.
Take his head off.
Take his head off.
And then we're going to throw the head.
And we'll
back.
Give the remains back to the sea.
No, they're going to grow another tail.
Oh, that's how it works. That's all right. That's what we say. And then you take the knife and you slit down the top of the lobster tail to slit it open, and that's where you insert those big wedges of. What kind of butter you like?
Butter.
Yeah, but isn't it like a special brand? You like the Irish something, right?
Kelly Gold.
Kelly Gold butter is Captain Walt's secret butter recipe.
Ray Poupon.
No, that is not incorrect. See, you're not learning. You're supposed to learn from Captain Walt, Jerry. Come on. Yeah. All right, now you want to let Jerry give it a go? Or would we be just wasting a bunch of time?
Oh, we're not going to waste time, Greg. I'm a fast learner.
Well, you saw what he just did. Can you do this?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
No problem.
What do you think, Walt? You want to give him a go and see if he can clean his first Florida Spiny Lobster?
Is this my hold my beer moment?
Well, no. I think you can hold your beer and clean a lobster at the same time, can't you?
So easy. Even Jerry the Diver Guy can do it.
See? There you go. That's what we're going to find out. Okay, Walt is finishing up on this lobster. He's throwing the body back in the water and for it to grow a new tail. And I think that's that just may be... That's not accurate. I don't think that's how it works in the real world. However, it's a good story.
Did you say grow a new tail?
Yeah, that's what Walt said. He said
grow a new buttocks?
So you throw the head back in the water. And we got Taylor here too, Mermaid Taylor. Taylor, how are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
You are documenting this for video because we don't want to. We can only share so much on that. Okay, Jared the Diver Guy has grabbed his lobster. He's broken off an end of the antenna. Ooh, look at that! There's an antenna left. What the heck? It was molting or something. All right, he's taking the antenna. He's sticking it up the lobster's keister. Oh, boy. See, this is why it's scuba radio and not scuba TV. You don't really want to see this, but that's how you clean them, in all honesty. And you get that vein out of the tail of the lobster because it could have bacteria in it and stuff like that. It's just how you clean the Florida spiny lobster. Now, Jerry is now cutting the lobster head off of the tail. You could twist it off, couldn't you, Walt?
Yeah.
But if you use a knife, you have a tendency possibly to get a little bit more meat out of it. You just pulled the antenna out of the wrong end of the tail, Jerry. Do you know that?
It got stuck.
You shoved the antenna up the lobster tail a bit too far, and it came out the other side when he opened up the
head. Yours, Greg.
No, I don't think. No, see there, the veins were still there, dude. That's the goo you want to get out of there. See, that's you don't want that in there. Yeah, it's a slimy looking. It's kind of like the conch pistol. It kind of has the same consistency of a conch pistol. The vein of the lobster. You hear what I'm saying?
Pretend it's your cousin.
Okay, maybe. All right, so you've cleaned a lobster. Not the best job I've seen, but it's acceptable. Is it not there, Captain Walt? What do you think?
He's doing good.
Okay, all right. You going to give him more to do?
Oh, yeah. He's
practice makes perfect, Jerry. See what you walked into?
Oh, you know me.
Yeah.
Always wrong time.
Yeah. Oh, he spilled his beer. Spilled his beer.
That's beer abuse.
Oh, my gosh. See? We're done with our diving, so there could be a little drinking going on right about now. You think there, CJ?
I think there's some vodka in my future.
Okay, there could be a little bit of that, too. So they are cleaning up the lobster. What are you going to... Are you going to do your famous Japanese cooking recipe there, Captain Walt?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so that's just going to be regular grilled lobster tails with a technique that we'll share a little bit later once we get them to the grill. Got to clean them first. And, I'll tell you what, I like talking about cleaning them as opposed to cleaning them. Are you with me on this, CJ?
Yeah, my thing is you showed me how to do it once, and then you do it once, and you could say you know how to do it.
Right, and then you show somebody who doesn't, and then you make them do the rest of it.
Exactly. That's the dirty work.
That's right. Catching them is fun, and eating them is awesome. Yeah. Cleaning them is kind of a bit of a pain. But, you know, it really isn't that bad. But when you have fresh Florida spiny lobster. Oh, it just doesn't get any better. I mean, I know a lot of our friends up north there think the Maine lobster got it, but I'm telling you, when you get fresh Florida Maine or Florida spiny lobster, when you get fresh Florida spiny lobster, I'll tell you, I think it's better than Maine lobster. What do you think?
The flavor just melts in your mouth.
It just melts in your mouth. I mean, you got to cook it up a special way, and Captain Walt's going to show us and tell you how that is done. He grills them, and that's a very famous way to do it here in Florida. A lot of divers like to just pop them on the grill, and they got a special, you know, little mix of goo they put on there with some butter and stuff, and it just makes them melt in your mouth. Little nuggets of bliss.
I'll get
a bliss. Yeah, you got to... You got to encourage him because he still has like three left, CJ.
I'd kind of rather have Walt do it.
Yeah. I mean, you know, when you bite into the lobster and if you get a piece of vein you weren't expecting, oof.
Yeah, there's a trust with Captain Walt built over years of expertise.
True. But, you know, when you cook them, you know, it kills all the goo. It kills all the bacteria stuff, so I think you're good. And the COVID crustacean crew, doesn't matter. We're immune to everything now.
I feel pretty good. You feel good?
Yeah, I feel great. Yeah. You know, nothing, there's no lingering effects for us. And Koji's still around here playing, too. So we may dive again tomorrow.
I think we have found that there is no COVID underwater.
I believe that is true. There is no corona underwater, only topside. As soon as the diving was done, Jerry managed to find a corona.
Look at this fine buttocks that I caught here.
Okay.
This is the big one.
That's a tail.
He's a tail man, evidently, Jerry the diver guy. We just found out he prefers the tail.
Who isn't?
Well, they look delicious. They look delectable. Just sitting there even raw, don't they?
Yeah, it's like Pavlov's
dog. You know, Koji is a big sushi guy, too. I don't know if they can do, if you do sushi lobster. I don't think so.
I don't want to do that.
We'll have to ask him.
With hot sauce.
He's also a sushi master.
With wasabi.
Okay. And Obviously, all he has to do is call Tokyo.
Right, come in Tokyo.
If he doesn't know, he'll know someone there that does. And maybe help us find, you know, we found some good ones just over legal today. But tomorrow, I have a feeling with Koji's help, maybe we can find Lobzilla.
Lobzilla!
So that is the plan. We got to eat some lobster and then get back in the water here tomorrow and do some more diving.
Look at that, Greg. Look at all that fine meat there.
That's a lot of meat right there.
A lot of meat.
Yeah, a lot of meat. You got to eat. Scuba
Radio. Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio scuba cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save the St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Power, simplicity, reliability. It's what you demand of your dive computer, and Shearwater delivers. Shearwater evolved out of one tech diver's need for a reliable, easy-to-use rebreather dive computer and quickly became the tech market leader. Now recreational divers have taken notice. The Shearwater Terek is the best, most intuitive, and reliable wristwatch-sized dive computer on the market. Check it out in the entire line at shearwater.com. Shearwater, dive computers for demanding divers.
Do you have a message or a product that you'd like to share with the diving world? Well, look no further than Scuba Radio. Just like you, thousands of diving enthusiasts are hearing this message. And we could be talking about you and your product or service as early as next Saturday. Remember, a terrible thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Go to scubaradio.com, send us an email, and let's get to work to make your marketing message matter.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Lobster tail. Is that the area near the butt?
Mm.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. We are at the Gomez Hilton. We just had a lobster feast. Oh my God, it was amazing. They even threw in some steaks just to kind of make it a surf and turf kind of thing. Hashtag Gomez Hilton, buy one, get one on Moray Dive Lights. But I'll tell you what, if you Google it, you won't find anything because this is all about Captain Walt DeMartini. And unfortunately, Captain Walt might not be with us at this point because it is about an hour after dinner. We have started up the cocktails. And if you've listened to Scuba Radio in the past, you know that Captain Walt DeMartini has not one, but two alter egos. After a certain amount of cocktails, he turns into Captain Gomez. And if he really goes nuts, he turns into Julio. I believe we may have channeled Gomez at this point. Captain Walt, are you there or are you Gomez?
Gomez has left the building. My name is Julio.
Oh.
I'm down by the schoolyard today, and I run into my friend, the drunken sailor.
Oh, God help us. The drunken sailor is here, too. Julio and the drunken sailor kind of, I mean, you know, various folks here on Scuba Radio have alter egos, and it could be the drunken sailor. is a drinking buddy of Julio, and I think, is this you?
Oh, no.
Oh, God, yes, I smell you.
There goes Tokyo, Godzilla.
Yeah, that's enough. How do you? Koji already went home.
I love Koji.
Yes, and unfortunately, the drunken sailor has rolled out from below deck. Or where was he, Gomez?
He was down there with me in the lower berth.
In the stabbing cabin of the dry martini, too, maybe. I don't know.
See.
Or he was down under the, he kind of has a space under the seawall here at the Gomez Hilton on the Intercoastal Waterway of South Florida.
I was trying to scout lobsters for you. Bastards.
Yeah, you scouted lobsters, did you? We ate them. Did Julio give you some of our lobster tail?
No, but somebody farted and I smelled lobster.
Okay. All right. Well, it's, a tail, I guess, a different type of tail, I guess.
You know what it sounded like?
Yeah, okay. So Julio.
You know what it sounded like?
What did it sound like? Oh, God. Jerry the Diver Guy, God help us.
What the hell have you brought over here,
David? I don't know. I'm thinking I should just hand the show over to you, Julio and the Drunken Sailor.
Why the hell you want to punish me for?
Well, it's your birthday.
Yeah, but still.
Yeah. Go, Redneck. It's your birthday.
Oh, golly. Okay.
He's dipping. It's birthday.
Okay.
Oh, God help us all.
Yeah. You know, if you ask him, the Drunken Sailor probably would do a little birthday striptease for you.
No, negative.
Well, no.
Wrong.
Really?
Wrong.
What if he threw in a bottle of rum?
Well.
Okay, see?
Rum makes you crazy.
Yeah. Well, Jerry the Diver Guy's birthday is, it's the day after Lobster Mini Season, so we're kind of celebrating it for the entire week,
right? Friday, Greg.
Well, right. I understand that. It's the end of Lobster Season, Mini Season.
The 31st.
Okay, but
the greatest day on Earth.
Right, but this is airing on Saturday. Your birthday will already be passed.
He's 68 years
young.
He'll
be dead and buried by then.
I take all cash presents.
Okay, all right.
Don't worry about sending me nothing else. Just send
no
me
well
cash.
Wishes. He just wants cash. Understood. Okay. Or rum. You'd take rum.
I'll take rum.
Or spring water.
I can make spring water.
Well, okay. So you don't need that.
We all can make water.
Okay. I don't think that's the same type of water he's talking about there, Drunken Sailor.
Yeah, but he makes that yellow water.
Yeah, okay. All right. Julio, how you holding up there, buddy?
Oh, yeah, I'm doing very, 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 very not so good today.
Wow.
Julio, es mi amigo.
Yeah, he's your dive buddy?
Si.
Okay, well, neither Julio or the Drunken Sailor dive, but at the end of a day of diving for lobster, they have a tendency to turn up. Now, like I said, Julio is Captain Walt DeMartini's not second, but third alter ego.
I mean, that means he has multiple personality disorder and he needs to be medicated.
Okay, well, what about you, Drunken Sailor?
That's dangerous.
Do you have an alter ego, too? Or
what you see is what you get,
okay.
Baby.
Unfortunately, because you can smell them from like 10 feet away. They like the 6 feet social distancing isn't quite working with the Drunken Sailor. Yeah, now Taylor, Mermaid Taylor, is with us, too. She's hanging with this group. I don't know why. She's a masochist, I assume, but how you holding up there, Taylor?
I'm doing swell. How is everybody else?
Yeah, are you like Julio's, caretaker?
No, man, nobody messes with the Julio.
Yeah. Okay. Como se dice concubine?
Oh, okay. I don't think that's accurate, but she's a mermaid. She's a very respectable young lady. And I think she's just here to make sure Julio doesn't end up in jail, let alone you. How about that?
All right, whatever.
Okay, right.
And she's young.
She has a high credit limit, so she's there for bail bondsman purposes, maybe. All right, so look, we obviously are having too much fun. It's what Florida spiny lobster season is all about. You come down, you hang out with your diving friends. And then after the day of diving is done and you've feasted on Florida spiny lobster tail, which even you got some, right?
Inebriation.
Well, he didn't answer my question. He went right to the booze, as the Drunken Sailor would sometimes do. But, hey, look, it's all about the social aspects of having fun for Florida spiny lobster mini season. And we got an hour to go. We've just gotten through the first day.
And we've been blessed with lobster and Julio.
Let's see. Tune in to Hour 2 to find out if we make it out alive. It's coming up next on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Who's drunk? It's my time. I'm running wild. I'm yelling.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.